Yankees and Mariners, busy start to Players Weekend in the Bronx. You've got Star Wars Night, the return of Robinson Cano, and all rise for nicknames on the back of players' jerseys. We pick up the action in the fourth.
Here's the 2-0. Swung on, a high drive to deep left. Back goes Gardner on the track near the wall, and she is gone. Mike Zunino homers. His 19th home run of the year, about five rows back in the left field seats, and Seattle takes a 1-0 lead. Swung on, line toward the gap in left center. There is a base hit. Judge will make the turn. The ball is bobbled in the outfield. Judge rounding third, coming home. The throw is not in time. Didi Gregorius rips a double to left center field. There was a bobble by Heredia. Judge scores from first. So the Yankees tie the game at one. The important thing, it probably is a double, sending Judge to third and an E8, I would guess.
But 88 or 100, it's not good.
His changeup is pretty hard. Here's a 2-1. Swung on and rocketed to deep right center field, and that ball is going to be gone into Monument Park, to the right field side of Monument Park. So a left-hand hitter, Alonso, homers off Chapman, and Seattle takes a 2-1 lead.
And that was a shot from here, and Chapman's going and he's kicking the dirt, and the lefties, John, are getting Chapman, and that's the thing that is so stunning about all of this.
And Diaz 2-1. Gardner goes, the throw to second base is in time. That's it. That'll wrap it. They're gonna look at it. They're gonna look at it. They're gonna look at it.
What?
So the headsets are off. He's safe. Now Diaz 2-2. He struck him out. Swing on a slider. Ball game over. Seattle wins.
Mariners take it 2-1 in 11. Edwin Sugar Diaz, his 30th save of the year. Seattle has now won 7 of their last 9. Aroldis Chapman suffers the loss. He also allows his second homer to a lefty this year. In his previous 7 big league seasons, he had allowed just 1. Here's Yankees skipper Joe Girardi after the loss.
It looked like at times we just missed some balls. It looked like Gary Sanchez just missed 2 of them. We had some chance to, you know, get some sack flies, and we didn't hit them deep enough. So, you know, when you look at it, it's going to come down to the blown chances early in that game.
Is it still a head-scratcher with Chapman, particularly against lefties, which he used
to? You know, he got the first 2 guys out, and then, you know, he got behind Alonso 2-1. He threw a fastball, and he hit it out. You know, it's frustrating for Chappie. It's frustrating for us. We're trying to get it right. You know, it's just difficult right now.
Do you go back to that 8th inning? Was there any consideration to challenging the call?
Yeah, by the time we got the last review, it was about 50 seconds.
Did they think that he was safe, though?
Yeah, you know, but we didn't get that one in time, and everything that we saw said that he was out, and it's unfortunate it comes in so late, but that's part of the review process.
Who else? Meredith.
Joe, just because of the magnitude of that situation, do you consider even taking a chance there?
Well, and you can, but everything that we saw up to that point, he was clearly out. So you might need it the next play. So if everything tells you he's clearly out, I'm not just going to challenge because you might need it.
Yeah, Fred.
Joe, just on CC tonight.
Outstanding performance on CC's part. 7 really, really good innings tonight. I thought he had everything working. I thought his two-seamer was good. I thought his cutter was good. His breaking ball, his changeup, just an outstanding performance.
Brendan.
Joe, Al Padrique and Scranton said that Gregor is coming up tomorrow.
Find out tomorrow.
CC Sabathia lasted 7 innings, striking out 6. But Dub was tagged with a no decision on Friday night as the Bombers lost in extra innings. Here's Sabathia on his performance.
The bullpen is different. You know, I just tried to get loose down there, but I felt pretty good. Hung the changeup, but everything else was really good tonight, so that's a good sign.
When you have an outing like you have and to not walk away with a win, how much does that sting?
You want to win these games now, especially, you know, coming down to crunch time. But it's a team win. You know, it's just tough for us right now. But, you know, we'll bounce back tomorrow and try to win the series.
Is it hard to watch Chapman going through what he's going through right now?
Yeah, it's hard to watch anybody struggle. Obviously, you know, he's been at an elite level for a long time. So, you know, he works hard. He'll figure it out. So, I mean, it's just one of those things. It's baseball, you know, and it's tough. So, you know, we look for him to bounce back and be a lot better than he is now.
Strange wearing those uniforms for a home game here.
It was awesome. I loved it. It was fun. Just the shoes and see everybody else's nicknames and stuff. It's a lot of fun this weekend.
CeCe, considering where you were just a few starts ago, I mean, how much of a relief is this to be able to come back and pitch that way?
Yeah, it feels good, you know, to be able to come out. And I just want to try to help the team. And, you know, knee's feeling a lot better, so hopefully I can just keep that going.
Feeling any extra significance to these games now that we're into late August?
I think all these games right now are crucial at every, you know, the rest of the season, so. You know, like I said, Woodman's back tomorrow and get a win tomorrow.
This series continues on Saturday between these two teams. Yovani Gallardo takes the mound for the Mariners against Sonny Gray for the Yankees.
Just a fastball, you know. I was trying to use my fastball there. Hit a home run there.
Can you describe how difficult it's been during this stretch for you to try to get yourself out of it?
Puede describir un poquito lo difícil que ha sido para ti. Pasar por un momento difícil por el que tú estás pasando y tratar de corregir, corregir la manera como estás pichando.
Eso es lo que estoy tratando de hacer. Estoy pasando mal momento y estoy tratando de salir de eso, más nada.
You know, definitely a tough moment right now, and you know what I'm trying to do is just trying to get out of it. That's the focus, you know, move on from it.
Have you identified anything or made any mechanical adjustments?
Ha identificado algo en específico, ha hecho algún ajuste mecánico para tal vez pichar mejor.
No.
No, I haven't.
I mean, is that even more concerning if you haven't made any adjustments or haven't identified any problems?
¿Tú crees que te trae preocupación tal vez que no ha podido identificar la razón? Por la que tal vez no has pichado, la manera que tú eres capaz de pichar.
Ahora no.
I haven't, you know, it's just that I haven't found, you know, what the problem is, you know.
Have you ever had a stretch like this before?
¿Alguna vez te ha pasado esto donde has tenido un momento difícil en tu carrera?
No.
No.
Confidence shaking a bit?
La confianza un poquito tal vez no en como la quiere en este momento ahora mismo. ¿Cómo te sientes?
Sí, no igual que siempre, pero ahí, luchando.
Definitely, you know, not as always, but you gotta keep fighting, you know. You don't give up, keep fighting.
This series continues on Saturday between these two teams. Yovani Gallardo takes the mound for the Mariners against Sonny Gray for the Yankees.